I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's go!
Now it's the Mercedes in the Morning pre-show. Mix 94.1.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. It is Wednesday, September 16th. Thank you guys for joining us this morning for the pre-show. Shout out everyone who is checking in this morning on the Finley Volkswagen and Henderson text line at 702-364-9400. We have Jan, we have Jessica, we have Tap, we have Cujo, we have Rudy, we have Melissa, Francis, Rick, Diana, and Sarah. Tap, did I say Tap? Perla, Miss Kit Kat, Turtle, and Boople. Nelsie is checking in. So is Joby, Sandel, Deborah, Lance, Kirkland. All listening and checking in on Twitter at Mercedes in the AM. We have Stacy and Kathy, Irene, Jess, Katrina, Michelle, and Mike. Thank you guys for listening and welcome. Thank you guys all for tuning in. How are you this morning?
I'm good. It's funny. This morning, so yesterday was my anniversary, 13 years, 2007. We got married. And I always think on September 16th, I always go back to the day after my wedding and the anniversary of the biggest hangover of my life.
Oh, it was a bad one, huh?
It was. Yeah, I got sick that night. And when it comes to drinking, I'm not a big drinker in general. And so when I do drink, I like to keep track of how many drinks I have. And I kind of know where that amount of drinks is going to take me. My wedding day, I never went to the bar once, but I had a drink in my hand the entire night. So it was bad news by the end of the night.
Oh.
And the following morning, it was the worst hangover of my life. But it was one of those deals where my wife was mad at me the night before for I got sick, and so I had to put on like a happy face, but my brain was pounding, my head was pounding, my stomach was hurting, and had to see all these family members that morning before we went on our honeymoon, and just, I look back on that morning, it was the worst hangover of my life.
A bad anniversary.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I remember it turned around, because we went to Hawaii for our honeymoon. By the time we got to Hawaii, the hangover was starting to leave. But I just, that initial waking up in the morning and trying to act like you're not hungover, like, hey, I'm ready to go on our honeymoon.
You can't fool people. They know better than that.
That is a good point. They see me, they're like, wow, I'm surprised you're standing up this morning.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, I'm sorry it's the anniversary of that. I my condolences.
Yes, thank you. It's actually a good thing, because I feel fantastic today. I always look back on that day and think of, thank God I'm not hungover this morning.
Yeah, that's funny. Do you celebrate certain anniversaries that are not so good? Or you remember, oh my gosh, it was on this day 3 years ago that I did this or something like that. I'm sure a lot of people end up doing that.
Have those things. Yeah, how you doing? How was your night?
It was good. It was a good night. We were yesterday. Wow, it was a busy day. I got home and there was a masked man when I walked in the door, and I'm like, "What the heck is going on?" And there was a photographer in our house. The company who did our remodel asked if they could send a photographer to take after pictures.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So I wasn't aware what was going on. He was so nice. And, he was just doing photos. And so we were trying to figure out, you know, are we going to just order out? He was there for a long time. So he took those. I can't wait to see those pictures. And then, we just made some dinner. My daughter cooked dinner last night.
Ooh,
it was so
nice. What'd she make?
She made a baked ziti. So it was, delicious. And then we watched like the Denver Nuggets game. They beat the Clippers, so that was very exciting. That's my hometown. And caught one episode of Yellowstone last night. I was falling asleep towards the end, but then something big happened and I heard my husband go and so I opened my eyes to try to figure out what was going on, and it was pretty big. I gotta go back and watch it though, because I was half in, half out.
Did you do the rollover? That's the beauty of binging shows. You get that moment and you have the beauty of let's just start the next couple seconds of the next episode to see how it plays out. And then you get sucked in.
Yeah, I didn't do that. The way I position myself when I go to sleep when my husband's watching TV is in a way that I don't get the bright glare from the TV, but if I want to, I can move just an inch and then I can see what's going on. So I got to be prepared for moments like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a really good night. Hopefully you guys had a good night too. And let's start the show.
Mercedes in the Mornings, what's trending on Mix 94.1.
All right, Cardi B is trending this morning. She has filed for divorce from Offset after 3 years of marriage. According to court documents, she is seeking primary as well as legal custody of their 2-year-old daughter, Culture. She also wants Offset to pay child support and wants him to pay for her legal fees. Cardi also states in the documents that there are no prospects for a reconciliation.
Ooh.
Yeah, something bad happened. She's also asking for an equitable division of all marital assets.
Hopefully things will play out nicely for the two of them and not be a big dramatic drama-filled divorce.
Why do I feel like it's going to be a dramatic, drama-filled divorce? Why do I feel that way?
No. And not like there's anything else going on in the entertainment world that TMZ and every single gossip site can focus on this.
Yeah, exactly. But here, pop quiz. See if you remember, who are the members of the Migos besides Offset? Pop quiz. Come on. We taught you this.
I know. Oh, if Jocelyn's listening, she's banging her speaker right now.
Oh, come on.
Offset? Migos? I don't know. Who are they?
Offset, Quavo, and Takeoff.
Ah, that's right.
Come on. I'm going to pop quiz you on this every few months. You need to learn.
The revolving quiz, yes.
The Migos are. Also trending this morning is The Mandalorian. The Disney, the season 2 trailer has been released. Disney Plus has given us a first look at the footage from the eagerly anticipated Star Wars drama series. Now, I don't know if you saw the trailer. We can post it on our Facebook page. The footage shows Mando and the child, a.k.a. Baby Yoda, arriving on a snowy planet, going on a sea voyage. We also learned that Mando is advised to return the child to any surviving Jedi outcasts. The new season, it's going to premiere soon on October 30th.
I know you're a huge fan of the series of Baby Yoda. Honest here. Is it worth a watch? Is it good? Does it suck you in the first one? Or is the fact that you love Star Wars so much, is that good? Do you think a person that is not, that doesn't love Star Wars would like it? Or is kind of into Star Wars? How good is the series?
I mean, I think it's excellent, but you're right. I am a big Star Wars fan. Just knowing you, that you're kind of so-so Star Wars fan, I think you might get bored. I think that you would have to give it a good... You have to give it the first episode for sure.
Okay.
Like, you have to pay attention to it. It's hard to understand at first, but then things kind of fall into place. And then the end of the first episode where you're introduced to Baby Yoda, it's like, oh my gosh. And then it just kind of snowballs.
All right.
Like, wow.
Okay.
So I think it's excellent, but I don't know. If you haven't seen Star Wars, you'd be completely confused.
Oh, yeah,
there's
right?
No way you'd know what's
Who's
going
on. Who's this Yoda guy? Why is he a baby?
Yeah. Also trending this morning is nude gym wear. Why is this trending? When I saw this, I was so confused. Well, if you have returned to the gym and thought everyone there was naked, you've been duped by this new trend. Social media is doing a double take at gym goers who have started wearing shorts that match their skin tone in an effort to trick people and be noticed. Now, it's not so much that they're like, ooh, I want to look like I'm naked today, but I guess this is becoming a trend because fashion experts say it's a don't let your clothes wear you moment in fashion, and they actually, flesh-colored gym clothes actually draw attention to the wearer's body versus the outfit itself. That's what draws the eye in. Celebrities like the Kardashians, they've been wearing them for a long time to draw attention to their waists and their butts. And that definitely helped popularize the trend. But at first glance, if you look at someone, it looks like they're naked. And then you have to like refocus and realize, oh, okay, no, that's just the color of their outfit.
I've been back to the gym for about 2 weeks now, and I have not noticed this.
It hasn't come here yet?
It hasn't. At least the LVAC I go to, 215 in Flamingo. Maybe it's there when I'm not there, but I have not noticed the nude look. And trust me, if I thought someone was nude, it would catch my eye.
Yeah, I'm sure it would. So we'll see if this kind of starts spreading here, but it's pretty big. And we posted a picture of an example of it on our website if you want to see it, mix941.fm. It's just... The girl's outfit is exactly her skin tone. So at first glance, you're like, whoa. Oh, okay. So I know that beige leggings, winter is coming, ladies, and we like to wear leggings with our boots. But beige leggings are never a good idea because it literally looks like you're wearing a big oversized sweater with no pants.
That I have seen. Boots. Yeah, that catches you off guard at first.
It's so jarring. Oh, my gosh. And so that is trending. And then McDonald's is trending this morning. So get this. This is really cool. For today only, McDonald's is offering Spice Assurance, okay? Where you can order 6 of their new spicy chicken McNuggets through the app and add Spice Assurance for 6 additional McNuggets, spicy or classic, for free. All you have to do is download the McDonald's app and select either of the Spice Assurance coverage plans with your 6-piece spicy chicken McNuggets order. So just in case the spicy nugs are too hot, you have a backup plan. I guess if you like them, you have more. Yeah. There's your Spice Assurance. And if you don't like them, you have the regular ones that you can go with. But I think that's brilliant. If you're going for some spicy nugs today, download the app. Make sure you get your Spice Assurance. And now your 6-piece just turned into a 12-piece. And that is what's trending for Wednesday, September 16th.
Mix 94.1. Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning, show number
1261.
And now, here's your hosts, Mercedes and JC.
It is 5:59 on Wednesday, September 16th, halfway through September. I was just thinking about that. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is where my craziness actually officially begins, because September starts the birthday rounds for me. The people in my life are born starting September, October. Then I have a break in November, but then there's Thanksgiving in November.
Yeah, you got that going on.
Then I have a bunch in December, and then, of course, the holidays in December. So I was just thinking about it this morning as I'm getting dressed. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I got to start getting birthday cards ready. I got to start getting all my stuff planned out because I want to make sure it goes on time. And has the mail been very slow lately for you? Have you noticed anything?
I have not, but I have not mailed anything out. Everything is Amazon and Prime delivery. I haven't actually mailed anything in a long time.
I sent my mom and my aunt some face masks. Mm-hmm. I had some face masks made, and I wanted to send them some. And I sent my other aunt one, too, in New Mexico. And the aunt in New Mexico, she got hers. But my mom and my aunt's in Colorado still haven't received theirs, and I sent them like 2 weeks ago.
Did you put enough postage on it where it started going out, and maybe it's like, oh, not enough postage, send it back?
But they didn't even send it back. Like, I haven't seen anything. My other aunt got it, and it was the exact same package. So I just can't figure out what the heck is going on.
I'm trying to think the last thing. We mailed some cards back in July, and they made it there in time, but that was July. It's now September. So I have not mailed anything in a while.
Yeah, it's just I'm worried that they're, you know, someone got a load of mail and they're like, we don't need this.
Or they open up like, oh, there's a package. What, it looks like masks. Awesome. Thank you, Mercedes.
Man.
Looking at the return label.
That would be very coincidental if both my mom's and my aunt's got taken. That's frustrating. And then who do you call for that? Like, they can't track it. You literally put it in a mailbox. It's like, okay, it's gone.
Yeah, it's a good point. There's no tracking on an actual stamp thing. I've sent before stuff in the mail, and it's just been like a bulky card to my mom, and it's arrived open. You can tell it's like a birthday card. I think someone, I don't know, they think there's money inside it or something. I don't know, but it's just a bulky card. There's nothing inside it. And so I've had that happen before.
I've sent my sister for Christmas. It was either last year or the year before, I sent her and her husband a gift card in a Christmas card. And she got it, and she's like, hey, thank you so much for the nice Christmas card. The envelope was torn. I just want to make sure there was nothing in there. And I was like, are you kidding me?
Wow.
There was something in there. Here's the thing. It was a gift card to Nordstrom. For some reason, I still had the receipt from buying the gift cards. So I called them, and they were able to track the gift cards, cancel those, and then just send 2 new gift cards directly to my sister.
They're good.
So that phantom thief did not get what he thought he got.
You know, it's funny that your birthday season is now just starting, because my season comes to an end next week. It's my dad's birthday coming up next week, and then my parents' anniversary the day after. Then I am done for a long time. But for me, it's August. I mean, all my nieces, my nephew is August, September, my wife, me. It's like everyone is August and September for me. And this is my busy time, but I'm now coming out of my busy time, and I can birthday relax.
Well, for a little while, because then the holidays start up, and then it's another hectic time. But yeah, it's interesting. We all have those weird birthday seasons. I got a double whammy with my husband and my kid less than 2 weeks apart. That one's like, oh, man. And then Christmas right
comes
after
right
that.
After, right?
December is my hectic month, that's for sure.
You ever do this where, so last night I get home, and I had something funny I wanted to tell you. It wasn't like earth-shattering that I should have texted you. I'm like, that'll be a funny thing to tell Mercedes tomorrow morning on the air. In order for me to remember that story, I took a hanger that I had in my car, and I threw it down on the floor of my car and said, this hanger is a reminder to tell Mercedes that story. So I get in my car this morning, open the passenger door, put my stuff in, I see that hanger. I'm like, that hanger is there. I'm supposed to tell Mercedes something, and I cannot for the life of me
remember the funny story?
What I'm supposed to tell you. I've been frustrated since I got in my car this morning at 5:15.
Oh, man. You know what I do just for future reference? I just put it in a note on my notes app on my phone, because I forget stuff like that too. I totally feel your pain.
I normally do, but I had I had stuff in my hands. That hanger will remind you. So I remember to tell you something. I just cannot. So if it ever comes to me, I'm just going to shout it out.
Yeah, you do it before you forget, because it will happen.
Tonight at like midnight. Oh, Mercedes, I got to tell you this.
Yeah, I have my phone on do not disturb. Just text it to
me.
You're not going to bother me.
All right, coming up here in the dirt, new mom Katy Perry is dealing with some drama at home, and it has nothing to do with the new baby. Details coming up in 7 minutes. Justin Bieber could have a big night tonight at the Academy of Country Music Awards. I'll explain here in the dirt.
We never gossip.
Or would we?
Let's go.
Time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
Let's start there with Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard. They let their daughters drink O'Doul's, the non-alcoholic beer. So Dax drinks it because he's been sober for 16 years, and they're cool with the girls drinking it since it's non-alcoholic. For the record, it's 0.04% alcohol by volume. Coors Light has 4.2%. So you see the comparison between the two? The other morning, Kristen saw them drinking it during their Zoom classes. The girls are 5 and 7, and here's what she had to say about the whole situation.
They're both just sipping their Doolies, and I'm like, what must these other parents and teachers think of me? And then I remind myself, you don't care, Kristen. I'm a great parent, I think. I'm learning every day. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just essentially a bubbly juice, right?
With a little bit of alcohol in it. Just a little bit. I would be shocked if I saw that on my kid's Zoom where another kid's sitting there drinking an O'Doul's. I would. Full disclosure, I would maybe even be a little judgy. And I need to check myself. So that's a good reminder not to do that. But there is a little bit of alcohol in there, Kristen.
There is some. I remember I was maybe 20 or so, and they had it at the grocery store, and I was going to a party with some buddies, and I bought it. And we drank it, and I felt, maybe it was just a mental thing, but after a couple, I felt like I had a buzz going. Like,
yeah.
Whoa, yeah, man, this is good.
Well, how much does cough syrup have in it? Because you give your kids that, so.
Yeah, good point.
I guess we should think about that, too.
Chris Evans officially addressed what happened with his accidental piñata pick over the weekend. He was on the Tamron Hall show. Here's what he had to say about the situation from this past weekend.
It was an interesting weekend full of lessons learned, a lot of teachable moments. You know, things happen. It's embarrassing. You got to roll with the punches. I will say I have some pretty fantastic fans who really came to my support.
Yes, they did.
That was really, really nice.
They did. I saw, like, anytime someone would post the picture, all his fans would be like, please delete this. This is really rude. This is, how can you do something? And then the people would delete it. That's why I had such a hard time finding the photo.
We
because
couldn't find
it. Fans. Yeah, I could. Everyone deleted it.
It was a listener somehow had it and sent it to us. And so
I still never saw it. No. He sent it to you and I never saw it. And it's fine. It's over. I don't need to see it.
I deleted it, by the way.
Yeah,
we took a glance and described it and moved on. excuse me. Katy Perry. Katy Perry got a restraining order against a stalker who hopped a fence onto her property last week while she was home with her newborn daughter. This is scary stuff. So the guy is 38 years old. His name is William Terry. He's been apparently posting lewd messages about Katy on social media for months, along with threats directed at Orlando Bloom, and even tried to get on her property back in August. So she's got a restraining order, and then this guy's going to court. So hopefully some more stuff will come out of this. But that has got to be just a terrifying situation.
Yeah, terrifying on its own. And then you have a newborn baby in the house. Yeah, I'd be freaking out.
Speaking of Katy Perry, it was 10 years ago this month that this was the number one song in the country. Teenage Dream.
This is my all-time favorite Katy Perry song of all her songs. I love this song.
Which is the one that, is your ever life ever like a plastic bag blown in the wind?
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag? No. I forget, but that song is my least favorite Katy Perry song.
I do think of that song anytime I see a plastic bag blowing in the wind.
Oh my gosh. There's never been one time in my life where I'm like, gosh, I feel like a plastic bag.
Blowing in the wind, just wherever the wind takes me. Also turning 10 this month, Lady Gaga's Meat Dress debuted at the VMAs back in 2010.
Man, that was a conversation starter, that's for sure.
Yeah, it was. Everyone, by the way, is returning to SNL for season 46. It'll premiere on October 3rd. Even Pete Davidson signed on. He has a new deal to come back. There was some speculation that he would, but he's on board. The entire crew is coming back. And on the topic of TV, the 55th Annual Academy of Country Music Awards tonight, 8 o'clock on CBS. Keith Urban is your host. The show will be broadcast from three locations in Nashville, the Grand Ole Opry, the Ryman Auditorium, and the Bluebird Cafe. A bunch of big-time performers, Dan and Shay, Blake Shelton with Gwen Stefani, Taylor Swift, Carrie Underwood, Keith Urban with Pink, and it could be a big night for Justin Bieber. Because this song, 10,000 Hours, that he did with Dan and Shay, this one right here. I'd spend 10,000 hours, 10,000 more, if that's what it takes. It's up for Song of the Year, Video of the Year, and Music Event of the Year.
That's exciting. It's such a smash. I think it's going to win Song of the Year for sure.
Now, Dan and Shay say if he does win, Bieber's not going to be with him. But if they do win, they're going to personally hand-deliver whatever awards they get tonight to Justin Bieber.
That's cool. Yeah, he's a big part of that song. And what an interesting collaboration. When I first heard it, I'm like, Dan and Shay and Justin Bieber, what? But it's a great song.
Yeah, so it should be good tonight, 8 o'clock on CBS. And coming up in the next Dirt, Taylor Swift just shattered a huge record. I'll explain right around 7:15.
Don't ghost us. Mercedes in the Morning will be right back. Mix 94.1.
It is 6:32, Mix 94.1, and I am still reeling over this story that you did in the Daily Dirt, JC, about Kristen Bell. I think it's so funny, but I think it's so sad because we judge people so easily, and parents are the worst at judging. You have to admit, we all judge other parents on what they do with their kids. And, oh, I can't believe that Susan let her son do this. And we're all guilty of it. And it's a good reminder to not be so judgy. If you missed it earlier, Kristen Bell was explaining that her daughters were doing their Zoom class. And while they were doing that, they were just enjoying a nice O'Doul's, which, if you don't know, O'Doul's is a non-alcoholic beer, and their dad drinks it. He's a recovering alcoholic, and that's what he drinks to get that taste and unwind, and that makes them feel closer to him when they drink O'Doul's and taste it, and it just reminds them of their dad. So she's thinking, wow, what could all these other Zoom parents be thinking about me while I'm feeding my kid O'Doul's? Have you ever done something where you knew it made you look like a bad parent? You're not. But at that moment, you knew if there was another parent watching, you were being judged. And what was it? 702-364-9400.
And we're not going to judge you if you call. Not at all. We didn't judge Kristen Bell when we heard the audio. There's 0.04% alcohol in it. In my head, I judge. You're giving your kids beer. But listen, it happens. No one's perfect, right?
There's so many worse things they could be drinking is what I would tell myself.
Real beer. It's not Coors Light. It's non-alcoholic beer. Do you have a moment, a standout moment with you and your two girls?
I do, but I don't want to be the only person to share because then you guys are going to all judge me and then I get to sit here and accept the judgment. So call us or text us and I'll share mine. I guess I'll just share it now hoping that someone else backs me up. But this actually happened very recently. So this is a two-part judging thing. I'm sure you guys will judge me for both things. One, I let my kids watch the show S Creek I'm not going to say the word, even though we're allowed to, but I thought it was a funny show. My husband and I binged the whole series, and I was like, they can watch it. There's some language, but other than that, it's fine. So you can judge me for letting them watch that. Two, they're in season, I believe it's season five, Alexis, she does a song and a dance where she's trying out for to get a part in a play. And my youngest daughter has memorized that song and that dance, and she likes to do it in front of people.
I'm guessing it wasn't like Happy Birthday or something. I watched the whole series. I forget what song she was doing. Isn't that a clean song?
I'll give you a hint. I'm a Lamborghini. I'm a Hollywood star. I'm a little bit tipsy when I drive my car. I'm expensive sushi on a great big yacht. I'm a little bit sexy, or I'm a little bit something even when I'm not. I'm a little bit la 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 la. A little bit Alexis. You don't know that one?
I know. We know it now.
Oh,
and thank
my
you.
Gosh.
Line of the day is done. I have such a weight off my shoulders. Line of the day is done at 6:30.
I'll get you the audio of it. It's she does that, and it's the dance is a little like, oh, you're a kid. Why are you doing this? But judge me all you want. I don't know. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Hey, this is Cherie.
Cherie, when did you look like a bad parent, even though you are not?
Well, for me, I'm big on just letting my kids wear what they want, obviously to an extent, but I'm okay with the rain boots and the tights and the tutus, and, you know, sometimes they go to the store looking a little crazy, but, you know, that's how they express themselves. It's fine. They're kids. You know?
That's okay. Yes. Like, let them find their personality. Let them find their fashion sense. We'll have you know I'm not judging you. If anything, I'm like, that's a cool parent. She's letting her kid dress herself. I love it.
So zero judgment so far. This is good.
Okay. Let's, good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Hey, am I on? Am I live? Is it me?
Yeah. What's up? How are you judged?
I am judged. Actually, I want to go off. I'm just hearing this, but I'm judged on the daily. When I leave the house, who doesn't now that all you can see is your eyes? I want to sing a little song. Here you go. Miss Jaguar says,
I can't hear.
Hello?
Are you? She sounds so much.
She was starting to sing, too, I think.
Well,
call
I like
back.
The song. Call
back.
Us back. Yeah. Yeah, that connection was bad. I really wanted to hear what you were saying.
We can have you do a duet with Mercedes. Call back.
I'm a little bit la-la.
I think that's what she was doing.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this? Hello?
Hi.
Hey, how are you judged for being a bad parent?
Well, when my daughter was in first grade, I remember coming and picking her up from school, and I saw the top part of something that she wrote, and it said, "What I had for dinner last night." And I'm like, oh no, please, please don't let this be.
What did it say?
I remember what we had for dinner.
What was it?
It was cereal. I think she might have had a half of a Pop-Tart. So,
That's awesome. You know her teacher was like, wow, okay, but all the kids were like, lucky.
I think even her teacher was like, awesome. Breakfast for dinner is a treat.
Cereal and a Pop-Tart for dinner? I want you to be my mom.
Yeah, she probably got an A for that. There's nothing wrong with breakfast for dinner. It's extra special, actually.
We're getting tons of texts. You guys are making me feel so much better, and we're not judging each other. This one says, my 13-year-old daughter drinks a cup of coffee every morning. My 7-year-old knew the difference between white, red, and champagne, and that I drink and can order it. And this one says, yeah, when my dog insanely barks at a random dog on our walk, I feel judged. Like, we're bad dog parents and he looks so untrained. Yes, parents include dog parents, too, and you are not being judged. We love you all. Being a parent is a hard job.
And then dog parents, when your dog does that, let's say they do it every time for whatever reason, that's their personality. Do you act surprised like they're doing it the first time? Because that's what I do. When Zoe starts to bark, Zoe! She never does this. So calm down, Zoe. I'm so surprised she's doing this. Meanwhile, she does it every single time we go on a walk.
And all the people are like, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know.
Hot 3 is coming up in about 8 minutes here. What do you got for us?
How many of you are feeling extra anxious these days? You're not alone. We're going to talk about this anxiety explosion. Also, doing this will take us 3 hours and 5 minutes from start to finish. What is it? And wearing this color instantly makes you less attractive. What is it? It's all coming up next in the Hot 3.
Don't ghost us. Mercedes in the Morning will be right back. Mix 94.1.
It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning. Quick traffic update. If you take the 15 to work, 15 South is closed at Flamingo. And they're saying avoid it completely. There's a fatal accident from last night. And then northbound 15 is backed up from everyone looking at the accident on 15 southbound. So if you use that for work, you might want to use your Waze app this morning to get to the office.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mitch 94.1.
Yeah, just piggybacking on that, I was going to mention homicide detectives have responded to that fatal car accident at 15 southbound at Flamingo. Metro Homicide has now taken over. So they're going to have a media briefing here shortly as to what is going on there. But it is making traffic a mess out there. So avoid that area as much as possible, and we'll get you some updates on that as soon as we get them. All right, so here's what's going on this morning. Are you feeling a little anxious these days? Almost everybody is. You are definitely not alone. There is what experts are calling an anxiety explosion. According to mental health experts, the number of people experiencing feelings of anxiety these days is up, and it's up huge. We're talking an incredible 370% from this time last year. Do you have extra anxiety from where you were last year, or are you lower? Are you the same? How are you feeling?
I don't have it 24/7, but I do have. I think the anxiety does rise higher at times than it did last year at this time, just because everything that's going on and everyone that's been affected by it,
and just that uncertainty of what's going on.
What about you?
I've always had issues with anxiety. Mm-hmm. It's definitely exacerbated this year, but just with what's going on. But I've noticed, especially like within the last 2 or 3 weeks, it's gone up a lot, like a lot. And just, you know, not playing victim here, not playing poor me, but just little things that normally wouldn't give me anxiety are giving me anxiety, and I can't figure it out. I don't know why these little things are bothering me so much. Like last night I got home and I was just like almost full meltdown mode because all these tiny little things kept happening. Mm-hmm. And my husband's like, we can't control these things. You know, you got to calm down. And there's one sure way to make me not calm down. And that's
tell you to calm down.
Exactly. Exactly.
And interrupt your sentence.
How are you guys feeling? Is it more anxiety for you these days, or is it less? Is it about the same? If you're experiencing it, you're definitely not alone. There's a lot of that going on.
And there are times too where I'll be driving, and because we're lucky enough to come to the office to work and still have jobs, and so like I'll go through my normal routine of I'll go to work and then go home and then go to the gym now, and like some of that normalcy is back. But then you stop and think, and like, we are not even, I mean, we're making steps to getting normal again, but we're not even close.
Yeah,
here in this town especially.
Got a ways to go for sure.
And that when I started thinking about that, it's like, oh, whoa, what, you know, yeah, the strip looks great, but there's not much going on the strip.
Yeah, it's true. But you can't control it.
That's the thing. And then the anxiety starts to build up because it's out of your hands.
Yeah. Also this morning, a new survey looked at how long it takes us to make a fairly major purchase, like a printer or a new TV. And from start to finish, the average is 3 hours and 5 minutes. They broke it down into 7 stages of online shopping. And these are the stages: just deciding whether or not you actually need something, that takes 35 minutes. Searching different sites for the product you want, that takes 33 minutes. Reading reviews and recommendations, that takes 29 minutes. Comparing products and narrowing it down to a specific brand, 31 minutes. Sharing links and asking for advice from friends or family, 14 minutes. Finally deciding on something and putting in your cart, 19 minutes. And then the actual purchase, another 24 minutes before you finally pull the trigger.
It's hard to pull the trigger on a big purchase.
Oh my gosh, yes. And not just that, I would add a step 8, trying to find a coupon code for the said purchase to see if you can get a discount on it. That is, to me, the biggest irritant when you go to buy something and you see there's that box that says promo code. And so you know there is a way to get money off of it. You know, like, why? How do you get that promo code? So I start searching all over. Dave's Deals is my go-to. That's where I find the most promo codes if you're looking for one. But my gosh, when I can't find one, I'm so angry.
But you ever get, because I go to that site too, I punch it in, I get a promo code. Okay, use promo code 10% or something like that. You type in the promo code and it doesn't work. You have that false hope for that split second where you think you found a code and then you punch it in. Invalid promo code. Oh!
See, that's the one site where I get the most valid promo
codes. Oh, you get valid ones?
Yeah, there's other sites that I've tried and I never get valid ones, but I don't get one every time. Don't get me wrong, but at least it's more consistent on that one.
Will you ever do something then you get a coupon in the mail? I had to service my wife's car. It was like a week later, I got a coupon for 20% off. Like, oh, where were you a week ago when I had to get something done to my wife's car?
Where you go back, you're like, can I get that 20% back? Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, finally this morning, you should consider holding off on putting on that mustard-colored top. According to research, wearing the color yellow can instantly make you less attractive to a prospective suitor. What they found was that both men and women find yellow to be among the least attractive color options. 39% of men, oh gosh, I just hit my face with the microphone, and 31% of women said it was likely to be a put off. Now, while the idea of judging someone just based on their clothing choice may seem superficial, plenty of research has looked into the effect that the color of outfits can have on the way that we're perceived. And they said that yellow always ranks near the bottom alongside brown and orange as the colors least likely to inspire confidence. Additionally, it was one of the colors that exudes arrogance. Also alongside orange and red.
There was a wrestler in the 90s, Mr. Perfect, Kurt Hennig, and he would do interviews and he'd wear a button-down, a mustard-colored shirt. And I thought it was the coolest thing. So I bought one and I used to wear it all the time when I worked at the hotel back east. And it's still in my house. It's up in the closet in my parents' bedroom. It is the most disgusting. I look at it now, I'm like, ugh.
Why did I wear this?
Oh.
I wore a yellow dress yesterday on the TV show, and I read that this morning. I'm like, oh.
But you look gorgeous, and that's yellow.
Well, thank you, but no.
To me, it's like I think of like a spicy brown mustard. That's what my shirt was. You had like a canary yellow. It looked beautiful.
Well, I think, I mean, I just threw in the mustard description. It says yellow on here, just FYI. That mustard, that was me. There you go.
In the 7 o'clock hour, 7:15, in the dirt, it's a record-setting week for Taylor Swift. What did she do? I'll tell you coming up next. It's Mix 94.1.
It is Louis Capaldi, 701, Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. And man, is it still the wildfires that is making it look so dreary outside?
Yeah, we're still getting that haze.
I'm just looking out there, kind of drifting off into space and like, wow, it's still so cloudy and gray out there.
Hey, look at that haze out there, and then the traffic cams that are showing the accident on the 15 that has everything just shut down right now.
Yeah, we're going to get you another traffic report here shortly and try to get you the latest on that. But definitely stay out of that area. If you're in the area of I-15 and Flamingo, it is a mess out there this morning. So compromise. You and I were talking about relationship compromises, and this is one that I don't know if you're supporting this or if you're saying that you could never do this, but this is a very, very big compromise on your friend's part. Or he's a coworker? Or
no, it's a friend. And so I think it's a big compromise. And I don't know if I could. I mean, I'm sure I could do it, but when I found out what was going on, I was kind of shocked. I had to go to a friend's house and pick up a package for my wife. And she's doing some business with this guy. And so I told my wife, I'll run over there and get it. He lives close by. And I've never been in his house before. And I go in there yesterday, walk in, and it's just warm. It's warm inside. And I made a comment to him. I'm like, yeah, it's warm in here. And he goes, yeah, the AC's set at 80.
Oh, my gosh. 80?
80. That's what I said. I said, 80?
That feels like a sauna in my mind.
That's not AC. That's heat.
That is crazy. Whoa.
And that was it's like you were there with me. That was my reaction. 80? What? This is insane. And he says, my wife. He says, she can't stand being cold. She does not like it being cold. So the compromise is we're 80. And then he goes 24/7. So I think year round in his house, it is always 80 degrees.
And it's just because she's cold all the time? I'm cold all the time, but.
Put on a sweater.
Well. Me?
Not you. If his wife is cold in the house,
oh,
put on a sweater.
I was like, if she puts on a sweater when it's 80 degrees in there, it's going to be really,
no,
really
I'm saying high. Lower that AC. If his wife gets cold, and put on a sweater. I couldn't do. I need to have it at least 75. But in his relationship, that is the compromise. They agree. He's like, okay, listen, if you're not comfortable and you don't like it cold, we'll set it at 80, 24/7, and we'll just roll with it.
That is, honestly, that is so hot. Is there a relationship compromise that you make? It's just, you got to do it because you love the person and you want that person to be happy and you don't love it, but you do it anyway. 702-364-9400. That's the Findlay Volkswagen and Henderson text line. What is your relationship compromise? In my house, as far as temperature goes, like, that's a sore subject because my husband is like you. He likes it to be a freezer. It's so cold in my house. And I'm the one that's like your buddy's wife. I'm always cold. But yeah, I just bundle up. I wear a lot of hoodies around the house. I wear like sweats. I always have a blanket around me. And that's just the compromise I make because I feel like it's easier for me to warm up than it is for him to cool down.
Yes, I would agree with that.
Do you guys have that?
Yes. Oh, sorry to interrupt.
No, you're not. I'm waiting for you to speak.
Yeah, no, we're the same. When you say you guys, they're talking to the person listening to the radio. Yes, it's funny with the temperature at night because we love it to be cold. Right now we're at 66 at night, actually just dropped down to 65.
Wow, that is cold.
I like the icebox upstairs, the blankets on top of me, all warm. But here's actually our thermostat compromise during the day. For me, I feel downstairs, it should be at 74 during the day. It doesn't need to be freezing, but let's have some cool air coming and going in the house. My wife, who works from home, it says it gets too warm downstairs in her office, so she wants it to be at 72, and that's a compromise we made. I'm like, fine, I'm not here. If you want to drop it down to 72, that's cool, but later on in the day, let's bump it back up to 74. We don't need it downstairs cranking at 72 24/7.
Do you have any sort of other compromises when it, as far as like your relationship that has nothing to do with the temperature?
It is, well, and it's something that I took on myself. My wife has Crohn's disease, and when she was diagnosed with Crohn's, there's a laundry list of food she can't have. Dairy, all processed foods. And so I try to cut that out. And so we don't have regular cheese in our house and certain meats. And so that's, I don't know if it was a compromise, more of a sacrifice, or just, I just want my diet to kind of fall in line with my wife's diet to make it easier on us. But that's something that goes on in our house.
But she never asked you to do that. You just did that to be nice, right?
Yeah, correct. I figured it'd also be easier, too, to have, instead of having, here's my milk and here's my cheeses and here's your cheeses and here's my chips and your chips. Let's just go all in on the same diet.
That's a nice sacrifice. That's really cool. And I'm sure it doesn't make her feel like she's missing out at all, you know?
Yeah. And it just makes it easier, too, because that way when she sees a chip or something in the house, she knows she can have it. Doesn't have to go through and read the labels.
We're getting some texts here. It says, 80 degrees, I wouldn't be here. Our relationship wouldn't last. That seems excessive. As someone who likes it warm, that 80 degrees, whoa. This one, some of your sacrifices, wow, okay.
Ones we can't say?
Yeah, interesting. good for you. Sorry if you don't like that. Ours is the cooking and cleaning. I cook, but he has to clean.
That's a good deal, I think.
Yeah, you love the home cooked meals. I'm all about cooking them. I love it, but I hate cleaning up afterwards. So if you're cool with cleaning up after me, let's do this. And he does it, and it's nice. It works out well.
See, to me, I'd rather be doing the cooking than the cleaning.
Yeah, it's so much fun.
Yeah,
and knowing that you don't have to clean up after yourself. So I'll just, and I try to clean as I go, but there's always the big pots and pans, and I'm like, oh, and he does that, so I'm cool with it.
Coming up here in the dirt, it's a record-setting week for Taylor Swift. Details coming up in about 7 minutes. That's the weekend Blinding Lights. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
We never gossip.
Or would we?
Let's go.
Time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
We talked about this yesterday, but the family of Carole Baskin's missing ex-husband, Don Lewis, they aired a commercial asking for information about his 1997 disappearance while Dancing with the Stars was airing on ABC. Here's some of that commercial.
I'm Gail, one of Don Lewis's daughters. We are a real family, and to us, he was daddy.
Don Lewis mysteriously disappeared in 1997. His family deserves answers. They deserve justice. Do you know who did this or if Carole Baskin was involved?
A $100,000 reward has been funded. You can call the tip line.
So apparently ABC and producers knew about the commercial, but waited to tell Carole about 10 minutes before the show went on the air.
Does she not go online? We knew about it 3 days before. Like, what the heck?
Yeah, apparently it was news to her when they told her 10 minutes before the show started.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
And then the reviews are in for Tyra Banks, and the reviews are not good. It's not that she was bad. It's just that everyone's saying they miss Tom Bergeron. They're used to Tom Bergeron.
Yeah, I didn't watch. I have it on the DVR, but just everything I've seen as far as the reviews go, he really added a lot to it. He was very witty and funny, and he made the show move along fast. I don't know how Tyra did, but...
Taylor Swift's 2014 album, 1989, is spending its 300th week on the Billboard 200 album chart. It's sitting at number 116. The album has been out for 307 weeks, so 300 of those weeks, it's been sitting in the top 200 album charts. And I mean, that album has so many hit songs on it. Bad Blood's on it.
Bad Blood is on that album?
Yeah.
Wait, what album?
1989.
Why did I think Bad Blood was on the one Reputation album?
We'll double check that.
You're probably right. Waiting for you. Welcome to New York.
Welcome to New York. Welcome to New York. Only four other albums by a woman have spent at least 300 weeks on the Billboard 200 chart, and that's Adele's 21, which holds the record for the most weeks on the chart by a woman. 482 weeks.
That's crazy. You're right. It is on 1989. I don't know why. It seems so Reputation-y. She's got her eras, and I just associated that one with her.
But it just, I mean, that whole album is nothing but hit songs.
Yeah, 100%.
And then the record, by the way, Pink Floyd's record, their album, The Dark Side of the Moon. 950 weeks on the Billboard 200 charts.
Jeez. Records all over the place.
Nirvana, Nevermind is still on there. Michael Jackson's Thriller is still in there. Kind of cool stuff there.
Yeah. Albums are coming back, too. We talked about that. Actual albums, records. So maybe that's why people are wanting to listen to some vinyl, so they're buying up these albums still.
The crown. Do you remember this photo? The crown worn by the Notorious B.I.G. in his last photo shoot?
I was wearing a Notorious B.I.G. t-shirt like last week, and he was wearing the crown in that one.
So, all right. So you know the one I'm talking about, right?
I do. Hey,
you
don't know. Now you know.
Well, the photographer who did that photo shoot bought that crown at the last minute, paid $6 for that crown. And actually, P. Diddy was there, and he didn't want Biggie Smalls to wear the crown because the photographer said that P. Diddy said that they would be making Burger King jokes with the crown.
That's the last thing I thought of.
I know. But he wore it anyway. The story here is that crown that they paid $6 for just sold for $594,000 at an auction.
Wow. Just for the proof, always, when in doubt, wear the crown. Mm-hmm. You deserve to wear a crown, baby. What do they say? Like, I'm like a pineapple. I'm sweet. And I have a crown on my head.
Speaking of memorabilia, the house from Edward Scissorhands sold for $230,000.
Wow. Where's that house at?
In Tampa. And it went for $6,000 above the asking price. There was a little bidding war. People wanted the house that Edward Scissorhands was filmed in.
No kidding. That's a good movie.
It was. Last one here. I just thought this was interesting. Did you know where Beyonce got her name? It was actually her mother's maiden name, and she just revealed that in a new interview in People magazine.
Tina Beyonce?
Was her maiden name, yeah.
Oh, no kidding. Huh. And now she's iconic. That name, there's only one Beyonce.
Here is Billie Eilish, Everything I Wanted. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
Fifth Harmony on Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning. Update on the traffic in the area of I-15 and Flamingo. Avoid that area if possible. There was a deadly accident. Metro says that a woman was shot in the head while driving home from work. Oh. Yeah, it could be a road rage incident. They are still investigating. It's causing major delays along the resort corridor this morning. So keep that in mind as you head out to work or home this morning. It is 7:31. I need to know the secret. Can you please tell me the secret?
Like the secret, the book, Power of Positive Thinking? We can get into that. This is good. I love this stuff.
No, I need the secret to grill cleaning. Does anyone have
to grill cleaning?
But you know, there are certain things in life that look a lot easier than they actually are. And we've been cooking on the grill a lot lately. And so last night, my daughter made us dinner, so we didn't use the grill. But the night before, we threw some burgers out there. And yesterday afternoon, I realized, oh my God, I didn't clean the grill after we did the burgers. So I went out there, and it was just like burnt meat on there and just nastiness and it's hard to clean a grill. It looks so easy. Like, you take that metal scraper, but that's just not doing the trick. Is there a trick to that? Is there a secret to that? And what are things that look a lot easier than they are? People think, wow, that's easy, but they try it, and that's not the case. 702-364-9400.
Just my trick, my trick when it comes to grilling, when I'm done, and the only thing I really grill is chicken, but when I'm done cooking that chicken, I take it off the grill, I turn the gas up all the way. I crank the heat up so it's like 600 degrees, and then I go inside and start eating dinner. I let that hot heat kind of burn, really char that meat off, and I let it go for maybe 5-10 minutes. And then I turn it off, and then I go out, and all that meat is just, I mean, it's ash. And that's when I scrape it off, and I feel like I get the top part nice and clean. But it is that undercarriage of meat that dangles down is the issue.
Yeah, well, and I usually do that too, but I guess I did not know this. I found out that we're not connected to a gas line. We only have propane tanks.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So that just wastes all your propane by doing that. Mm-hmm. It's because my husband went to turn on the grill for me the other night, and he's like, we're out of propane. It's because you leave the grill on. I'm like, oh, sorry about that. But that is way harder than it looks.
Okay, so then I cook my chicken, and I have some leftover chicken, and I go to get, like, Saran Wrap and put it on top of the chicken. Using Saran Wrap is difficult at times because I pull the piece off, and then it falls down on itself, and it connects to itself. And it's hard to get it off.
Yes. There is a secret to that. Someone told me to keep your Saran Wrap in the refrigerator.
What?
And so when it's cold, you'll have an easier time. It won't stick to itself, but it'll stick when you wrap it. Someone told me that. I've never tried it, but that is what someone told me before.
Because that's the issue. I pull it off, and it's kind of dangling as I go to place it on the plate, and it eventually swings by and connects to itself, and you can't unconnect it. So you're telling me if it's cold, it'll hit itself. Won't connect, but it'll still connect to that plate?
Yes, exactly.
I'm doing it tonight.
Try it. Let me know if that works. Nicole, you have a grill hack. What is it?
So years ago, I bought my dad as a joke one of those ads seen on TV steamer grill cleaners. And he still has it to this day and says it's the best grill cleaner he has ever had.
Steamer grill cleaner?
Yeah, you add water to like the handle or something, and then when the grill is still hot, it releases water and cleans, or steam or something, and cleans with it.
Oh, ooh, man. I am smelling an infomercial here. I'm going to look that up. That is, yeah, that's a hack that I need. It's just, it's a little things like that. Another thing that looks so easy but is so hard is skateboarding. Is that not the hardest thing ever? Or one of our neighbors has a skateboard, mm-hmm, and they're all skateboarding down the street, and we're out there. And he's like, you want to try? And I was like, I used to do this back in the day. Got on, I'm like, whoa, whoa. I thought I was going to fall off of it.
I skateboarded for years as a kid. And all my buddies would do tricks, flips, kick things up. I couldn't do a single one. I would literally just use it as a skateboard to move around. I couldn't do one single trick.
You could do the tricks back in the day?
No, I could not.
Oh,
I'm saying as a kid.
Okay.
As a kid, all my buddies would be doing them. They'd be showboating around the neighborhood. And my skateboard was just a mode of transportation. Look, oh, cool, you guys want to go fast? I can do that, but I can't do any tricks.
An ollie? You couldn't do an ollie?
No way. I'm afraid I was so intimidated to do it. I'm afraid the board was going to pop up and hit me in my knees.
Oh, my gosh. You know what else is harder than it looks? Is not looking at your phone 25 times a day. Man, have you ever just said, I'm going to leave my phone alone? It just, when you're bored,
you go to it.
It's just the first thing that I do. It's so annoying.
Also, doing witty comments on social media. If someone does a witty comment on your post, you try to come up with something witty back. I'm like, I got nothing. Thumbs up.
I would write back, I got nothing.
Nothing here. That's very funny, though. I got nothing in response.
People are saying, use oven cleaner on the grill. Put them on newspaper, leave a few hours, and presto. Cleaning a big house, that clean one or two rooms a day. Each day, clean like that, and the house will always be clean. And then, wow, we use half an orange or onion to scrub it before putting the meat on. On the grill, you guys are so innovative. You never cease to amaze me how smart you are. I'm going to try that now.
Well, lump yourself in that category too, because Saran Wrap in the fridge.
That's not my idea. I've never tried it.
Oh.
If it doesn't work,
don't get mad at me.
You.
All right, the Hot 3 is coming up next. What do you got?
All right, well, get ready for a new Black Friday. A new shopping holiday is coming, and it's a lot earlier than Black Friday. We'll tell you what it is. Also, what are the most and least hungover states? and why we celebrate this on the anniversary of JC's worst hangover ever. And these are the things that generated the most activity on Twitter this year. Can you guess what some of them are? We're going to talk about all that coming up next in the Hot 3.
Don't ghost us. Mercedes in the Morning will be right back. Mix 94.1.
Go. That is Louis Capaldi before you go on Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Consumers can begin their holiday shopping earlier this year with the launch of a new sales event on October 10th. More than a dozen undisclosed major retailers have signed on to participate in the 10-10 shopping holiday, which mirrors China's Singles Day, the world's biggest shopping event. The goal is to pull holiday spending forward so retailers can cope with limits on both shipping capacity and available merchandise triggered by the pandemic. The crisis has upended supply chains and consumer spending, threatening the most important sales period of the year. So they're backing it up. 10-10 is going to be the new Black Friday, at least for this year. That way you get all your stuff on time. That way, if there's things that need to be reproduced, there's time to do it. So we got to get going on this.
Catchy date, too. 10-10-20.
Yeah.
Easy to remember. Get a jump on things. Boy, oh, boy. So tell me I got to start Christmas shopping in just a couple of weeks. I'm not ready for that.
That means, like, research must be done right now. If you're going to start buying on 10-10, I need to start doing my research on things.
And what if you buy something that they like on 10-10 and then come 12-25, Christmas Day, they're not a fan of that thing?
This is true, but you run that risk at all times, you know?
That is true.
There is something about the supply chains being upended. It's ridiculous. I ordered a light fixture back in July, and so I needed two of them, and they had to be like the same, they're both black. There's a bronze version, there's a black version. Well, I ordered two blacks. When they sent it to me, they sent me a black and a bronze, so I sent back the bronze. I'm like, I didn't order the bronze, I ordered the black. So they're like, oh, no problem. We'll send you another one. I'm like, great. I can't wait. A couple weeks, maybe. I still haven't received it.
So now it's a one light fixture?
Yes. In our bathroom, there's wiring coming out of the wall, and then there's a light fixture on one side. And so we keep calling them. We're like, what's going on? They're like, it's back ordered. It's back ordered. So I checked last night to see, like, how much longer, because they said it would be here September 25th. And I'm all excited. I'm like, the light fixture will be here soon. It's now October 10th. I'm just...
That's the worst, when you go to look at the delivery date and they change it on you.
It's so frustrating. These are the little things I'm having anxiety over. Little things I can't control.
It is out of control, but that is frustrating. Yeah. Especially when it comes and you open it up and you realize it's the wrong one.
Yeah, it was your fault. It was not my fault. Uh-huh. And now I'm paying for your mistakes.
I kind of the same thing like a couple years ago. We ordered like a hutch for our house, and the first one came and it was damaged. It was a deal where it took like 6 weeks to get there. You had to wait for a 3-hour delivery window.
Oh, jeez.
And it comes in, they open it up, damage. Ah! So they got to pack it up, take it back, this and everything, wait another 2 months. The next one comes, it's a little bit different design too. They unload it, I swear to God, it's damaged.
Stop it.
And at that point, I called the person we ordered it from, like, look, I can't go through this process again. I can't pack this thing up and send it back. And they're like, okay, we can keep the damaged one and we'll discount it. So I did. So we got this hutch in our family room that the door doesn't close all the way.
This is their way of just getting rid of their damaged stuff, because they know 9 times out of 10 people don't want to deal with sending it back.
Oh, they're like, send it back. No, I'm not going to put it back on that truck and go through this process for another 6 weeks. I'll say it looks more antique-y.
Yeah, this is our antique hutch, which does not close. This is going to drive us all to drink more. And speaking of drinking, sure, you're doing most of your drinking at home, but that doesn't mean you're immune from hangovers, people. A new study ranked all 50 states from the most to the least hungover. It's based on how many people Google hangover cures in those states. And based on that, let's just give you the top five. The five most hungover states are Alaska, Wyoming, Nebraska, Nevada, and Colorado. If you'll remember, in the Hot 3, we just there was a similar study that talked about the states that drink most while on the job. And I think those five states were the same top five. So the least hungover states are Arkansas, Delaware, Idaho, Mississippi, and North Carolina.
Nudia, you go out and you party, you have fun. Do you have a hangover trick?
Just get up and rough it out. Put some salt on it.
Hair of the dog.
Just drink keep a going. Beer.
Just power through it.
No, actually, for the first time, like a couple months ago, I took Advil. I'd never really taken like any pain relievers. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, wow, look at that.
It works.
Someone gave me one of those hangover drinks. Like, you're supposed to drink this before you drink. It's going to make you not have a hangover. I'm like, okay. Dude, I threw up that night and I had two drinks. It made me barf. I was like,
you got the alcohol out.
Is that what it was? Yeah. They're like, yeah, you'll throw up everything, so you'll be fine. All right. Finally, this morning, yesterday, Twitter released a new data report that shows who and what generated the most activity on the social media platform so far this year. It's a report called Twitter from Home, and they took note of the most tweeted about artists, films, TV shows, foods, outdoor trends, and more over the past 6 months, in which the COVID-19 pandemic has kept many of us indoors. So the five most tweeted about artists in quarantine are South Korean pop supergroup BTS, mm-hmm. followed by Kanye West. Let's try to determine why they were so big. So BTS, they just have a huge fan base.
And they also released their first English-speaking song, Dynamite.
Yes. Kanye West.
Oh, the Meltdowns running for president.
Beyonce.
Well, she's Beyonce, but what did Beyonce do? Oh, she had a new album come out, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
She did. Drake.
Another album that came out too as well.
And all the memes.
Yes. Okay. All right. This is good.
And Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh, WAP.
Well, I was going to say she got shot in the foot too.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Getting shot in the foot and having a number one song. That'll make people talk about you.
Yeah. And Savage too. So
Randy?
Yeah, there's, huh?
Randy? Macho Man?
No. Megan Thee Stallion singing Savage.
I'm just saying, the madness.
The most talked about movies on Twitter, Black Panther, Beyonce's film, Black is King, The Avengers Endgame, The Batman, and Hamilton. As for the most tweeted about TV shows, the Michael Jordan docuseries, The Last Dance, came in at number one. That was followed by Big Brother Brazil, The Tiger King. Mm. That was on there. And other topics that got Twitter buzzing, the national parks like Yellowstone and Yosemite, a lot of people were traveling. Yeah. While chicken, bread, and cake were the most tweeted about foods.
Oh, I felt like bread had a resurgence during the pandemic. I was all into banana bread.
Yes, but yeah, I was going to say that, especially the banana kind. But right now, it's time for pumpkin bread.
Yummy.
Panic at the Disco on Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the morning. It is 8 o'clock. I am really intrigued by dating apps. I've never used dating apps. I'm pretty sure you've never used dating apps. We've been married for longer than
pre-dating
app. So it's not something that's ever been on our radar really in that way. My friends all use them. Like, that's pretty much the primary way they meet guys. And I like to look at them and just see what they have to choose from. But there's now a ban on one dating app, and it's a ban that is trying to induce your creativity. So, Nudie, I'm going to bring you in on this. I got to ask you, when you first make that connection with someone on a dating app, what is the first thing you say? Like, envision yourself typing out a message to them. What does it say?
I usually try to joke, like, if he has a lot of pictures, like, of him at the gym or him shirtless, I'm like, oh, like, sucks you don't work out at all.
But that's good. You know? Creative.
So I like a joke. I like to be, like, a little sarcastic.
Well, there's a survey out that says the majority of single people feel the quality of a first message on a dating app is vital to deciding whether or not they should reply. But the same amount of single people have also just sent a boring, hey, as a first message, just hey, nothing else. So this dating app, Inner Circle, they're pledging to help their users by banning the first message saying hey, hi, or hello. It has to be something more creative. Instead, they'll swap it out for a funny or a weird pickup line just to increase your chances of getting a reply instead of just writing hey. And what's the other person supposed to write back? Hey, you. It's a time waster.
Hey, hey, hey. I like Nudia. Sarcasm comes out with a joke. She's paying attention to the picture. I love sarcasm, so I know you can handle sarcastic humor. So that, I think you're a great approach to dating.
What would you write as a first?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up? I see a girl that I like. I'll, how you doing?
It's been a minute. It's been a minute for JC. You could tell.
Yeah, it's been since it's been 18 years since I've tried this. You know, it's so funny because all things were like, hey there, hey you, hey. So I can't say hey.
You know what I would write? I would write, I hope you are doing well during these uncertain times.
Oh my gosh.
I'm kidding. I would not write that. We need to ban that phrase. Every email I receive starts with that. Every single one. Mercedes, I hope you are doing well during these uncertain times. It's that last part that just always, it starts out all cheery, like, hi, hope you're doing well during these uncertain times.
Well, it's not in every email you get. It's also in every single commercial. Here's a montage of just some commercials with it.
Times. Yes. At times like these. During these difficult times.
In these troubled times.
Challenging times.
Trying times.
In these times of uncertainty.
During this time of great uncertainty.
During these uncertain times.
During these uncertain times.
Uncertain times.
Can we please ban uncertain times, guys? Let's make a list of every phrase, every sentence, every word that should be banned. So we've got hi, hello, and hey for dating apps. We've got during these uncertain times for anything. What else needs to be banned phrase-wise? 702-364-9400. That's the Finley Volkswagen and Henderson text line. What would you ban?
Well, I'm also thinking, too, with these commercials, you always see uncertain times is a running theme. But also, I feel like businesses now got to remind us that they've always been there for us. We've always been there for you, and we will continue to be there for you. Mix 94.1.
I saw someone tweet at United Airlines. It's like, you say you've been for me this whole time. Where were you when my bag was 1 pound over the weight? You were not there for me.
Exactly. I gotta take a minute. That is the most embarrassing thing, too. When you're sitting there and you go to check your bags, like, oh, you're 52 pounds, and you have to unzip. And I feel like everyone's watching you, like, to see what's inside their luggage. Like, oh, let me take this hairdryer out and bring it on the plane with me. It's still 52 pounds. Either I'm going to carry that hairdryer or pack that hairdryer. Either way, that hairdryer's getting on the plane and going to Philly.
Yeah, we're all still going to the same place, whether it's in this suitcase or I stick it in my husband's suitcase. It's still the same. I never understood that. That is so true.
There has to be a reason. Maybe down below, there's different the way they load the luggage. But yeah, either way, it's still 52 pounds. Get on that plane.
Well, during these uncertain times, it weighs a little bit more.
I'm so nervous of going to commercials because I'm afraid the commercial we play. God bless them if they're on certain time commercials.
You know another one, and I say it all the time during the Hot 3, and it's not my fault. It's because, like, that's how the stories are set up. But it's like, before the pandemic, pre-pandemic, la 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 la. It's just like, oh my gosh, this is so annoying. These phrases. We're getting some text here on phrases that need to be banned. Can you tell I'm stalling because I don't want you to go to commercial?
I know. I'm looking at it. And whoever it is, we love you. You're a great client of ours. But I know it's uncertain times. You were there for us before.
Here's a good one that just came in. How about the phrase, the new normal? Guys, welcome to the new normal. You know, pre-pandemic, we didn't have to deal with these uncertain times. Any variation of the word organic. Yeah, like, it doesn't sound very organic coming from you.
Business buzzwords. What's the one I heard? Oh, how does it go? What is it? I don't think they have the bandwidth to handle it. Like, what?
The bandwidth?
Yeah, there's this business buzz. Yeah, talking about maybe a company, like, oh, or someone, a person. Yeah, give Tommy the project. I don't think he has the bandwidth to handle it.
I've never heard that before. I guess these phrases are the new normal.
All right, coming up next, we kick off 60-plus minutes commercial-free. And let us go into commercials right here on Mix 94.1.
In these unpredictable times, the only thing you can always count on is Navy Federal Credit Union. Our dedication to our members and employees has been going strong since...
That's Gabby Barrett and Charlie Puth, I hope, in these uncertain times here at Mix 94.1. We do 60-plus minutes commercial-free.
Yes, it's the new normal.
Oh, I love it. We do 60-plus minutes commercial. No commercial until 9:30. Oh. You got to love that.
Yeah, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. Trust us.
My wife, it was so funny. Last night, my wife and I, so it was our anniversary yesterday. We've been married for 13 years, but together for 17 years. And last night, she's like, breaking news. I got breaking news. Like, oh, what's the breaking news?
I'm leaving you. On our anniversary. It's over. I've had enough of this.
It's been a good run. I'm out of here.
In these uncertain times, I decided to move on.
The new normal is not with you. She goes, as you know, I've always wanted to do ballet. And that right there was like, wait, what? as I know.
Who?
Not once, unless I just completely blocked it out. Did you ever say, I want to do ballet?
Oh, ballet.
Ballet, ballet.
I thought you said valet.
That too. She wants to earn some side
really
cash.
Want to do some, I really want to do ballet.
Ballet. She goes, as you know, I've always wanted to try ballet. And my mom, what? And she goes, and I just discovered that one of her former Pilates instructors used to do ballet, and she's now opening up a new ballet studio. And my wife says, and I've signed up for a class. My wife has a ballet lesson this Friday.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Like, that's really cool. That's really cool. I didn't know. I don't know why I didn't think of this, but I didn't realize, like, adults had beginner ballet classes.
Yeah.
But I guess it's never too late to try something new. That's really cool.
Who tried something new later in life? My wife is not that old, but it's you know, yeah, she is. She's in her 30s, and she's going to be trying ballet, and she's very excited. But it's twofold. It's like, one, I learned something about my spouse for the first time in 17 years. Not once did she ever mention she wants to do ballet, but apparently she does, and she's doing it on Friday.
Do they have a recital for them where they wear, like, the tutus and stuff, and they come running out on stage? I want to see. Can I get invited to that?
You're coming, because there's going to be, like, eight-year-old girls coming out and all the parents, and there I am.
And one adult.
My camcorder. Good job, Laura.
They're going to all be little girls, and then your wife's going to be towering over them all doing some recital to Part of Your World from The Little Mermaid. They're going to all be running around. That's going to be amazing.
Hey, Laura, do you want to go to dinner this weekend? No, I got a recital practice with the girls. We're getting together. Oh, women of your age? No, a bunch of eight-year-olds and I.
Can you go to the store and get some juice boxes for the get-together, please?
The ballet girls are coming over for dinner. I got wine and food. Aww. Like, they're eight-year-olds, but she's very excited.
That's cool. No, I mean, I know we're making fun, but yeah, that is absolutely... more of us should do something like that, doing something that is out of our comfort zone. I got to imagine that's kind of... she's got to be nervous about it, trying something like that as an adult.
Yeah.
So have you ever had some sort of midlife hobby or passion that you picked up? You weren't a kid when it started. You decided later in life, you know what? I'm going to try it. Why not? And if so, what was it? You can reach us on the Findlay Volkswagen and Henderson text line at 702-364-9400. I commend her for that. That takes a lot of guts to do something like that.
Yeah, she's excited about it. Have you done anything later in life that you said, you know what, I want to try this, I'm gonna get into it?
Oh gosh, I would like to. Yeah, watching Love Island.
Yeah,
I tried that late. It was on before and I didn't give it a shot, and then this season I thought, hey, you know what, I'm gonna try this, it looks cool, and I did, and I love it. So I really encourage you all to follow your dreams and try something you haven't tried, like Love Island. It's an amazing show, it's wonderful, and Mackenzie, she needs an attitude adjustment. That's all I'll say.
I love the host of that show. She's super funny. My wife's a big fan of hers. I don't
Ariel.
Know her name. Yeah. I guess she was a big Vine star before she got into some other stuff. My wife's a huge fan of hers.
She's a comedian. Yeah, she's really not that funny on the show. Anytime she walks in, everyone gets scared because something big is about to happen. Like, oh my God, Ariel is here. But in all seriousness, I think I've always wanted to try to do something artsy, like painting or whatever. But every time I've tried it, I've just not been good. And so I give up on myself. But then I look at some of these paintings that are famous that sell for millions of dollars, and it looks like my child just took a brush to something. And I thought, well, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. It may look like trash to me, but maybe someone else would like it.
Are you thinking like watercolors? What kind of paint are you going to get into?
See, that's the thing. I don't even know, like, what are the difference of finger painting? No.
You hear about these celebrities that get into painting and like, oh, watercolors. Is it the watercolors we use as a kid where you take your little brush, dip it in water, and dip it in the paint to get...
See, I don't
more
like
paint?
That because then the water turns brown and then it's just a mess. I like maybe like the oils or something like that.
I can see there's a spot in ballet class this Friday if you went in.
In these uncertain times, I'm going to say no. You can make a grown man cry. Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. It is 8:32. Hey, if you guys are driving to work this morning, keep in mind the area of I-15 and Flamingo has been quite a mess all morning long. There was an alleged incident of road rage, and a woman was actually shot in her car in that area. So it's been backed up all morning long. Lots of traffic in the area. Avoid it if you can at all costs. Really a sad situation, and they're cleaning up right now, but it looks like it's still going to be pretty busy in that area, so keep that in mind. I don't know if you remember when we were doing the home broadcasts, but I used to broadcast. You were upstairs in one of your bedrooms, right?
In a guest bedroom, yes.
Yeah, I was downstairs in our office, and every morning my husband or my daughters would come in and they would say good morning to me. And you always knew when they would do that, right?
The squeak, the door, and it was a door. I envisioned like the doors of a bar saloon, like, quack, quack, it'd be a squeak.
Yeah.
Every time they'd come in, yeah.
I was thinking about that yesterday because we are wrapping up our remodel. And that's one thing I did not get fixed during this remodel. I was opening up the office door last night and eat. And then close it. And I said something to my husband. I'm like, we still have the squeaky door. He goes, oh, yeah, we should get that fixed. And I was like, no. I like the squeaky door. I like having a booby-trapped house. Do you have a booby trap in your house that lets you know someone is there? It's your own personal booby trap. To me, if I ever have my back to the door, which is 9 times out of 10 because the computer does not face that way, I can hear if someone comes in just by the someone opens the door, someone closes the door. My office is booby trapped with the squeaky door.
This is brilliant. Well, okay, what's the booby trap in your home? 702-364-9400. Because now that you talk about it this way, in my house, the top step, and it's a weight thing too, because it doesn't squeak for my wife, but when I hit it just right, it squeaks. It's like almost like a cracking sound. I think the board is settled. I don't know. When you step on here, it's and you hear this, but it never happens with my wife. She's lighter than me. If I hit it, I get it maybe, I don't know, 7 out of 10 times I'll get it. It's not that loud, but it's there. So imagine if there's some burglar that breaks in and they're coming up the steps and they're bigger than me and they hit that step, that sound will go off.
The bad news is you just gave all the burglars that are lighter than you the idea to go into your house.
Or
because they won't hear, you won't be heard because you're too light to set off the booby trap.
Or just remember when you get to that top step to step over it.
Yes, yes.
Darn it.
Does every house have a booby trap? Like that one thing that's kind of messed up about your house, but it's like you're used to it now, so you just deal with it. I'm curious if anyone else has that. Just speaking of that, and you've probably noticed this too, we do a TV show called Las Vegas Now at 3 o'clock on Channel 8, and there is a booby trap at Channel 8 when you walk from our office to the studio and you go down that hall where the studios are. As soon as you walk down that hall, there is a section of the floor that is just like clunk, clunk.
Oh, I never noticed that.
It's like the clunk on that floor, and I hit it every time. It's like a weird clunk. I don't know if there's some, it sounds like metal. So I don't know if there's some sort of a vent or something underneath the carpet, but if you step on it just right, it goes clunk, clunk. And I always hit the clunky floor in that area.
Growing up as a kid, there are many times in my house growing up that if you would use the restroom, you'd be in surprise for a booby trap that the toilet would not flush. Because you had to take the lid off and reach down and pull up the chain inside there. And that happened many times in one of the bathrooms. Someone would go in there and you have to tell them, oh, by the way, when you go to flush, lift the lid up, pull the chain up. Okay. But if you didn't warn someone, you hear them in there kind of jiggling the handle. And then you got to, you got to lift the lid up and pull the chain up. Okay, Dad needs to fix that. He'll get to it one of these days.
Do you know when we moved into our house a few years back, I don't know why we lifted that thing up to look in there or something. There was a set of keys in there. We found a set of keys in the tank of the toilet.
Was that a hiding spot?
I don't know. Like, I had in my mind what happened, and my husband had in his mind what happened. My husband thinks that was a getaway set of keys for the couple that lived there. Like, if one was just like, I got my getaway, I'm ready to go. I thought that maybe they had a party, and they were not allowing people to drive home drunk, so they were hiding the keys of someone who wanted to drive home drunk, and that's where they hid them, and then the person was so drunk that they forgot where they put the keys. Or they forgot to ask, and then they just left them there forever. But I have this set of keys, and there's a car key on there, and there's, like, house keys.
It's a whole set. Isn't that just one key?
It's a whole set. Yeah, it's the most bizarre thing. So when you move into a new house, look in the toilet tanks. You never know what goodies you're going to find.
Treasures and gifts inside there.
Yeah, it's so weird.
The Hot 3 is coming up next. What do we got?
Okay, we are going to talk about what people miss and don't miss about going into their offices. Also, talk about the best and the worst of America. What represents the best of our country? And if you're going on a vacation, a lot of us are not doing the typical vacations we used to do. Many are just going to visit families. Is it okay to do this when you're a guest in someone else's home? What is it? We're going to talk about it all coming up next in the Hot 3.
JP Sachs with Julia Michaels. If the world was ending on Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Millions of people are still working from home right now. We don't really know when it'll be safe to go back to the office again. So do you miss anything about that old life? A new survey asked people if they miss different things about being in an office. And here are some of the results. The one thing we miss the most are seeing work friends and coworkers. 69% or 66% rather, of people say they miss that. Those face-to-face meetings, for real? You guys miss those?
Yeah, so you have to look at yourself during a meeting. You kidding me? Ugh.
Those went on so long, and the meetings about meetings just made no sense.
Well, yeah, there's certain people that just have meetings because they want to talk to people, and they go on forever. There needs to be an agenda. What's the meeting about? Keep it under 15 minutes, if that. But with the Zoom meetings, just like when you have a normal meeting, you don't look back at yourself.
Well, you can always set up your camera so you don't have to look at yourself. And you can also just look at your phone and pretend you're listening, like I do.
Or have just a picture of you up there?
It's just me. I just want to see how I look. I need some lighting. Office gossip is something that people miss. Also, going out to lunch, sometimes leaving early, putting on real clothes, and laughing at your boss's jokes. Your boss has jokes.
I was trying to think of J-Love's jokes. I'm trying to think.
No, he tries. He tries. We give him credit for
that. I remember when my wife first, before the pandemic, when she started working at home, and she was here she worked at the radio station for 7 years, and her biggest thing was just missing that hallway interaction. She got used to being at home. It was just that small conversation, hallway interaction, those little interactions with people that break up the day.
I was really despise those interactions, because to me, you come down the hall one way, someone's coming down the hall the other way. You got that. At what point do you start acknowledging them? There's that whole, what do we do here? Mm-hmm. And then you get close to each other, and one kind of dodges one way, and the other goes the other way. And then we're like, whoa, let's dance. And then we go past them, and it's just so awkward.
You don't get that at home.
Oh, I still get that at home.
With the kids walking down to do their Zoom class.
Yay, let's dance.
What do we do?
Also this morning, what is the best and what is the worst of America? This is a good question. I'm curious as to how you guys would answer this question. Pollsters asked Americans about the people and the things that represent the country's greatest qualities. And the things that best represent the spirit of America, according to this poll, are nurses, teachers, and being kind to strangers. That is the best of America, according to this. Now, when it comes to the worst of America, people say it's politicians and political correctness. What do you think is one of the best things about America and one of the worst things about America?
I got to put some... What do you got on that one?
I think the worst is like just the screaming when someone doesn't agree with you, just you can't tell me what to do. I'm going to do this. And just people fighting with each other
attacking
all the time. It's just so, it's just so annoying. It's like, I feel like we act like a bunch of children sometimes. The best I think is I would agree with the, just being, not just the being kind to strangers, but I'm seeing, especially now with all these people, doing the over tipping when you do like those surprise gifting to people, you go through the drive through and you tell your Starbucks barista, hey, pick a number 1 through 50. And they're like, 22. And they're like, okay, you get a $22 tip. It's just those little surprises. I love that. I love when people do that.
Oh, so if you're ever in that situation, someone says, pick a number between 1 and 50, always go for the high number. Don't ever say 1.
Well, just hope that that's what they're doing. Because they say 50, and it's like, that's how old you look. What?
What are you talking about?
All right, finally this morning, travel is obviously going to look a lot different this holiday season than in the past, but tons of people are still going to wind up staying in people's guest bedrooms. And when they're there, will they hook up? A new survey asked people if it is acceptable to have relations with your partner when you're staying in the guest bedroom at someone's house. And 45% of people say, yes, it is acceptable. 31% say it is not. and 23% aren't sure. Men are way more likely than women to say it's acceptable for what it's worth.
Wow, because my wife is the one that's, it's like a switch goes off. She's got, we stay at my parents' house, gung-ho, ready to go. I'm like, no. The slight chance that someone can hear us, we're not doing this. We get to her aunt and uncle's house, Walt and Liz, right away. She's ready to go. There, we've danced there before. But never in my home. Uh-uh, I don't want to do that.
Is that like a power thing? I always felt like it was a power play, like, hey, this is your roof, but I'm going to do this. Because my dad and my mom would do that at my house, and it would bring me to the point of tears where I'd be so upset that I just felt so disrespected that they would do that.
I don't want to know that's going, yeah, I don't want to know that's happening.
Well, sometimes you just find out because noises are made. And headboards are, you know, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay.
So I say no. I'm on the no side of that. Absolutely not. Ever. Especially if you're staying in your child's house. That's just so rude.
And squeaky beds, too. The guest bed we lie in is very, like, just sitting on it. It creaks. But there's no way. I'm not going to. Even if my parents are gone, the off chance that they come home when everything's happening. No way.
And just like seeing your childhood home, like this is what it's all boiled down to.
Yeah, but then again, 13-year-old JC would be like, high five, man, you did it. I'm so proud of you. Here's Ed Sheeran, Justin Bieber, I Don't Care, Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.